Your breath catches in your throat as a blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, with your body. I want you to sense it. You feel my warm breath wash over your neck and your shoulders as I begin to trace kisses up towards your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part and our tongues dance together eagerly as I slowly run my hands up and down your body, exploring every muscle, every tendon, and all those miles of skin. Everything on your immaculate physique. I shift behind you, and you draw in a ragged breath as my hand caresses your chest, my thumbs tracing teasingly around your nipples, causing them to tense up just before I reach further up and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful grunt of surprise from you, the perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still grazing your chest while the other sinks down to follow your happy trail below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your boxers and your body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly and sensually run it up and down against the growing bulge beneath the thin fabric of your underwear, the only thing separating your skin from mine. You inhale sharply and begin to quiver as I pull your boxers down. Down. Just far enough to allow my fingertips to graze against your hard cock. The tip is already slick with your pre-cum. I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. Your breath becomes more rapid. That pulse in your jaw starts twitching with every beat of your heart. Your body is already begging for release. But you can't have it. Not just yet. I withdraw my hand, and this time the moan you exhale is one of disappointment and frustrated need. You bite your lip and growl, signaling your desire for relief. It's so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There's no hurry here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment that we share is your pleasure, yours and mine. You will have your relief soon. I lean over and whisper that in your ear to reassure you. I wrap my arms around you again, breathing in your musky scent and savoring the moment. We share another passionate kiss as I run my hands up and down your naked body, causing you to shudder with anticipation. I put my hands on either side of your jaw and use it to pull at you and to pull you in hard and whisper in your ear and remind you who you belong to. All you can do at that moment is whimper in agreement and in pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. Although you can't see it, I smile at this. Good boy. That's my good boy. That's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, ensuring that in the darkness of the blindfold, You don't fall and hurt yourself. I have you lie down on the bed, and you wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head, tying them to the bedpost. I can't help but take a step back, just for a moment, to admire the sight. Every inch of your chiseled body is magnificent. It's perfect in all its little imperfections, and you were completely on display and completely helpless and at my mercy. I stand in quiet awe at the level of trust that you are willing to grant me. I wish I could communicate to you my innermost desires, all the things I want to do to you, to caress, to torture and protect and tease you, to send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss, to ravish and worship you forever, to ensure that you never go to sleep lonely or unfulfilled, not ever again. I wish I could, but I cannot, and thus actions must take the place of mere words. I get down on the bed in front of you and reach down to peel off your underwear, revealing your throbbing erection. You're ready, and so am I. I lean down to kiss and worship you. In your most private, sensitive area, my tongue and fingers feathering the soft, delicate flesh there, and then my throat. As I keep going, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them back down. It's all I can do to keep you in place as you squirm and growl in ecstasy. It isn't long before I'm on top of you, with you deep inside me, and we grind hard against each other, lost in that amazing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melding, just like ours are doing right this second. With every slow turn and thrust, I send you spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, making your toes curl as we near the climax of another mutual orgasm, of which we've long since lost count. Time fades away for us, and there is only the intoxicating delirium of our passionate lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse, and I rest atop your body as we catch our breaths, spent and satisfied. Then, I lean over and whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull away, leaving you right there, your wrists still tied to the bedpost. And you lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're all alone now, in the dark, still tied up. So handsome and so helpless. Or perhaps I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you gradually come down from your state of euphoria, watching as you let the pleasant fatigue of your afterglow overtake your senses, watching and running my eyes across every inch of your physique, of your muscles, as I decide what I want to do with you next. all the things I would do with you. What will I do next?